This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I mean, the news is all good, folks. Trump is on the attack. Democrats unhinged. Democrats have lost their minds. Democrats have lost their way. Democrats are losing points in the polls. The entire America is behind Trump. Anyone who saw today's transcript knows this is the most incredible non-event in history. At least for Trump, it's a non-event. For the Democratic Party, it is a disaster. This is a disaster. It's hard to even believe they could be this stupid and walk into a trap like this. First of all, my commentary that's going to be coming out on Sunday in newspapers around the country is about the fact that the Democrats just opened the door, man. Have you ever seen one of those legal shows on TV and somebody on the defense side asks a question and it opens the door for the very thing that will destroy their client? Now the prosecutor can ask all the questions they want because they opened the door. The Democratic Party opened the door to everything I've always wanted. Everything I've always said is true, that Democrats are traitors to this country. That Barack Obama was a traitor to this country. That Joe Biden is a traitor to this country. And I want to see all of their transcripts now. And I have every right to. Now that, first of all, here's the funniest story of the day. I tweeted this out today. Trump has now made himself the most transparent president in history. Okay, he didn't have to release a phone call with a world leader over a stupid guy, a whistleblower, who's really a spy and a traitor, who heard about it from someone else, who heard about it from someone else. No president has ever released a transcript, to my knowledge, in the history of America, maybe in the history of the world, a transcript of a conversation with another world leader. Trump did it, and the conversation is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But the irony is, well, he's being the most transparent president in history and releasing the transcript with a world leader. Barack Obama has never to this day, 35 years later, released his college transcripts. Remember? I'm his college classmate. Wayne Root and Barack Obama, class of 83, Columbia University. He wasn't there. I've never said he didn't go there. I have no explanation for why he wasn't there. I don't know what he was doing, but he did graduate. I know from the day he got in to the day he graduated, he was never seen. I never saw him. I never heard of him. I never met him. We were both pre-law, both political science majors. I knew everyone in the political science department, and there was no Obama. Wayne Root has never made that up. All I've ever said is, I don't know why, but there was no Obama. As a matter of fact, I've gone out of my way to be nice to Obama. On multiple occasions, I've said, I think he had straight D's and F's. And that killed the concept, the theme, that he was this brilliant man, this brilliant African-American man who should be president. It killed the narrative. So one reason he won't release his tapes, his transcripts, very simply, he just isn't that smart, and he was a bum in college. I know he's a bum at Occidental. Why do you think it'll be different at Columbia? He never went to class. He smoked pot. He went to Communist Party meetings. And maybe, just maybe, he got straight D's and just barely got out of there, graduated with his life. Never went to class and showed up only for the finals. I've said this 100 times. I've never said he didn't go there. I've said I don't know why I never saw him. I don't know why no one I know ever saw him. I don't know why any teachers never saw him. But it's like he wasn't at Columbia. He's the ghost of Columbia, Barack Obama. So it's only natural, I would ask many times, where are your transcripts? So Trump's now released transcripts of a presidential conversation with a world leader. No more transparency is possible in the world. And Obama has still never released the simplest thing in the world, his college record. How did you get into Columbia? How did you graduate? What grades did you get? What classes did you go to? Were you on a foreign aid? Were you on scholarship? Were you on a Fulbright scholarship, which goes to foreign students? And perhaps because you lived and grew up in Indonesia from a young age and gave up American citizenship in Indonesia, is it possible you got into Columbia with fraud and you called yourself an Indonesian citizen? Those are all the questions I've asked, and they're really good questions. And I guarantee you one day they will all turn out to be true. Something is so wrong with this guy, Obama. And it all ties into the Trump story, because now I want to know, I want to see the transcript of your talks, Obama, with the mullahs of Iran. I want to see the transcripts of John Kerry's talks with you about the negotiations with the mullahs of Iran. I want to know about the ransom conversation you had with Iran, when literally it's against the law for an American leader to pay ransom for hostages, and you paid a ransom in the millions and millions of dollars in euros in an unmarked cargo plane that landed on the tarmac in Iran, Tehran, and only when it landed did Tehran let the hostages take off. It's clear that you committed a crime and you paid ransom, which is not allowed in the United States of America. I want to see those conversations. I want to see Obama's conversations with Hillary about the deleted 33,000 emails and the fact that she was using a server in her bathroom. And she was using a personal email and emailing Obama with a personal email, which means he committed the same crime as Hillary. How do you think he was getting all her emails? She's Secretary of State, he's President. If she's sending emails that are from a personal server, not on the White House server, then he must have been on a personal server, or he could not have received them, because you cannot send regular emails to the White House server. They will not be received. So how is the President communicating with the Secretary of State? I want to see the transcripts of Biden's conversations with the Ukrainian president. And of course, I want to see Obama's transcripts talking to the Muslim Brotherhood who took over Egypt during the Arab Spring. I want to know what he said to him. I want to know what he promised. I want to know how he threw Israel under the bus. Because you and I know what happened. You know, liberals will make fun of me. Liberals will call me a conspiracy theorist. After what just happened with Trump, you can't call anyone a conspiracy theorist. You guys made it all up again. And it turned out to be a whistleblower who's in bed with the Clintons, who's in bed with the Democratic Party, who's a lifelong Democrat, and they made it all up. And you're the biggest conspiracy theorist in the world, and the difference between my theories and yours is liberals on CNN and MSNBC and on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Shepard Smith on Fox News, not one of you has ever had a conspiracy that worked out. All of mine turned out to be true 99% of the time. All of mine are right, and the average American believes in mine. I just want to know. I could feel it when you raise your hands. I want to hear an amen, Wayne. How many of you out there believe Obama sold out America and sold out Israel when talking to world leaders? You know that in public he said bad things about America. In public he apologized about America. In public he made it clear he was not on Israel's side and he was on the Muslim side. So when Obama was talking privately in secret private conversations classified with world leaders of all the Muslim nations of the world, what do you think Obama said? Come on, Right Wing Watch, I dare you. I dare you to put this out there. Wayne Root says, what did Obama say when talking to the Muslim Brotherhood leadership? What did he say when encouraging the Arab Spring? What did he say about Israel and his plans for Israel while talking to Muslim leaders? What did he say to the mullahs of Iran when handing them $150 billion and interest they didn't ask for on the $150 billion? What did he say to them about the Iran deal, the treaty deal, the worst in the history of the world? I want to see all the transcripts of Obama talking to Putin, because we know he whispered on a mic he didn't think was on. Please tell Premier Putin that after I'm reelected, it'll be a lot easier to give him whatever the hell he wants. What do you think he said in private conversations with Putin? I want to see all the transcripts. You've just opened the door. Number one, that's the number one thing you've opened the door for. Number two, I want to investigate. Obama had to know about what Biden was doing, just like he had to know what Hillary Clinton was doing. When Clinton accepted $140 million from Russians in return for the uranium stock, 25% of the uranium stock in the United States of America. And when Biden was, it appears to me now, Biden made $1 billion with China and Ukraine, maybe a couple of billion. Billions, not millions, not tens of millions, not even hundreds of millions. I believe the Bidens made $1 billion. The son was making $88,000 a month. I thought it was 50, but it turns out to be, I think, $88,000 a month from an energy company knows nothing about energy. He brought with him one connection, his father, the vice president of the United States, who sold out America and the American people. So what was Biden talking about when publicly he admitted he threatened Ukraine to withhold all the American aid in order to kill the prosecutor? I don't mean kill as in murder, but as in kill his job. So there'd be no prosecution of his son and his son's company. So if that's what he said in public, what was Biden saying in private to the president of Ukraine? What was he saying in private conversations with his son, Hunter? How much of a cut was he giving Obama? Or, you know what's funny? Liberals look at me like I'm nuts. Really? You don't believe that all the politicians are raping the people? You don't believe Harry Reid went into the United States Senate with nothing, not a dime to his name, and came out with tens of millions, one of the richest United States senators, on a $175,000 salary, and the money you save after taxes and paying mortgage and take care of your family? There isn't one dime left. You're negative. You're owing money. You're in debt when you leave the Senate if you live on $175,000. But somehow Harry Reid made tens of millions of dollars. You don't believe everyone in the entire government is ripping off the people. And you don't believe Obama was ripping off the people. I want to see the notes, the transcripts of all Obama's conversations about Obamacare and the Obamacare deal and the Obamacare website, that the construction of which was given to his buddies. Oh, actually, it was given to Michelle Obama's Princeton College classmates, I believe a husband and wife team, and they charged like $2 billion to build a little piece of the website. I think the whole website cost $10 or $20 billion to build a website. I got news for you. My new website's coming out, rootwall.com. Go check it out, rootwall.com. It's to raise $1 billion for Trump's wall. And it's live right now, but I'm doing the advertising campaign. Starts next week and the week after. But it's live now, Root Wall. You know what it costs to build a website? $5,000, $10,000. It doesn't cost billions of dollars to build a website. Biggest scam in the history of the world was Obama spending billions on a website. How much of a cut went to Obama? I want to see the transcripts when they were talking about paying for the website. You open the door, baby. I'm walking in. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Would you take $100 and throw 80 of it away? If you're taking drugstore vitamin tablets, that's exactly what you're doing, because 80% of those tablets are not being absorbed. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, creator of Texas Superfood. Many of you take Texas Superfood daily and feel great. But some people tell us they just don't like the taste of green powder, or they have a problem swallowing capsules. That's why we created our new line of great-tasting liquid supplements. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. From multivitamins to products for energy, sleep, joint care, and more, our liquid supplements offer the highest absorption rates available anywhere, up to 96%. Imagine waking up after a great night's sleep feeling rested and ready to handle the day with endless energy and clarity. Stop wasting your money on drugstore vitamin tablets that don't work. Get absorbable liquid nutrition from the name you trust, Texas Superfood. Visit texassuperfood.com/liquid to get 20% off. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
So all of you know the transcript said I could have just read you the transcript word for word on the show. And I decided not to do that because I think most people have read it by now. And all I could tell you if you haven't read it, because it would take me 5 minutes to read the thing, Trump didn't say anything wrong. Nothing. Nothing wrong at all. I also want to mention something. You know, the one thing that people have hit me on since Netanyahu's election like 2 weeks ago, where he seemed to have lost, but it wasn't a loss. It was basically a tie, and he was down by like one seat to the opposition. And then it was up to a president of Israel whose only job, it seems, is to, when there's an election like this, to name the party that gets to gain power. It's his job to name someone. And I got a lot of letters from liberals saying, ha, 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 you and Trump were wrong. Netanyahu's gone. What an idiot you are, Wayne. And guess what? And I told all of them, aren't you a little premature? And guess what just happened moments ago? Israel's president has tapped Benjamin Netanyahu to form the new government after the deadlocked election. So it looks like Netanyahu is actually held on and is the new prime minister of Israel after all. Prior rumors of his political death notwithstanding, he's been tapped by Israeli President Reuven Rivlin today to form a new government. The longest-serving prime minister in Israel's history has now been given 42 days to form the country's next government. And if he fails, the opportunity will fall to his rival, the blue and white party centrist Benny Gantz. But the reality is Netanyahu will be successful. I almost guarantee you and Netanyahu is the new prime minister of Israel again. Again. So all the people, you know, it's like winning in the fourth quarter and saying, nah, 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 nah. Dallas Cowboys losing to the Philadelphia Eagles. And then my team scores 14 points in the last 5 minutes and wins the game. You should have shut up. You were wrong again. We won again. Although it's even premature for me to say that. He was chosen to form the new government. It looks like he's going to be the winner. It's not over yet. He's got 41 days, so we'll see. But certainly you were all premature, and I could say, nah, 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 nah. Now you might be able to say it again 41 days from now, 42 days from now. But as of now, Netanyahu is in the driver's seat. Lindsey Graham today said the impeachment push says one thing. Democrats don't think they could beat Trump in the ballot box. Lindsey's pretty smart. That's exactly right. They're not going to beat Trump in the ballot box. They know it. And we got him now in so many ways. Biden going down, maybe Obama going down, Hillary Clinton going down. You're all in trouble. This is all about the fact that Trump's a billionaire, doesn't need the money, and he doesn't have to rip off the American people. And so he's going after the people that do rip off the American people. And you guys are so in shock that someone would come after you that you're trying to kill him first. And I don't even mean, like, you know, I don't mean kill. I mean, you are trying to kill him. You would like to execute him. You would like to give him the death penalty. You would like to physically kill Trump. But certainly you want to kill his political career. Certainly you'd like to impeach him. And certainly you'd like to put him in prison before he can do the same to you. This is who's gonna get it first. That's what this is all about. But Trump turns the tables on Biden amid impeachment push and claims Democrats threaten Ukraine. He says, wait a minute, you are the ones threatening Ukraine. And the Ukrainian president says he didn't feel pushed. He had a press conference today, and he said, I don't feel pushed. Him and Trump were sitting next to each other. He said, I don't feel pushed. And meanwhile, new poll is out. Trump surges ahead of Joe Biden by 4 points, 47-43. And you and I both know in all these polls, they oversample Democrats, and many of our people refuse to speak to the media. And so if he's ahead by 4, he may really be ahead by 10. He may really be ahead by 10. But in any case, Trump surges ahead of Joe Biden. And the Trump base is ignited. We're all so angry. $5 million raised in 24 hours. It's all looking like Trump is going to win so big now. The American people are laughing. There's nothing you can ever bring up again that would cause you to anyone to believe in impeachment or that Trump's a bad guy. Because you all look like such fools. Everything you bring up turns out to be nothing. Trump's base has been energized by a witch hunt. $5 million raised by the GOP and Trump's campaign in 24 hours. Your absurd claims are fueling us. Us. And Schiff panics, that loser, Peter Schiff, and he moves the goalposts. Because after he realized that the transcript is out and it shows nothing, and there is no quid pro quo, he didn't shake him down, he didn't promise anything, he didn't threaten anything, he comes out and says, classic mafia-like shakedown. What? What? Did you read the same transcript I did? There is no mafia-like shakedown. And the Trump PAC comes out and releases an ad urging Congress to launch an investigation of Joe Biden. The Great American PAC has released an advertisement calling on Congress to investigate Joe Biden's role in the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor. Why don't you also call on Congress to investigate Joe Biden's role in making $1 billion off the American taxpayers, in ripping off American foreign aid headed for Ukraine and went to his son's business instead? Now, massive theft here, folks. Massive corruption, massive fraud. Losers.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump claims a lot of people are angry with what's going on in Congress. The president, speaking in New York, claims that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been taken over by the radical left.
Going to see anything done with this group in Congress, the Democrats. And that's why I really think the Republicans will take over the House. We might even increase in the Senate, and we'll keep the presidency, and we'll do something that, like this country, has never seen before.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer, disagrees.
This inquiry was not taken up for partisan reasons, and it does not prejudge an outcome.
Another state is taking aim at vaping. Rhode Island banned the sale of all flavored vaping products on Wednesday. The governor blamed them for a public health crisis. This comes a day after neighboring Massachusetts ordered a four-month ban. At least two states, Michigan and New York, have already banned vaping flavors. This is USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, what a day. What a few days. Wow. The Democrats have made fools themselves. Total complete idiots. And you can see it in the polls. You can see it in the fundraising. You can see it with everyone you talk to. The Democrats have lost their minds. They're so vicious because Trump is the only guy in the whole, he's the only leader in the world doesn't care about ripping off the American people. And so, the gig is up, man. The jig is up. Everything's up. Trump is upsetting the apple cart. Everything's gone rosy, peaches, keen. For all these years, Democrats and Republicans both got away with stealing blind the American people. And all of a sudden, this guy comes along, new sheriff in town, and they all got to get him before he gets them. And they're trying to get him, but they got nothing to get him with. Can you imagine if you had to worry about phone calls as President of the United States with world leaders that every single phone call is being listened to and leaked and every word you say could be taken out of context just like a speech, just like a tweet? I've written 27,000 tweets. They grab four of them and go, Wayne Root's a bad guy. And you just laugh. But I wouldn't expect they're going to do that with my phone calls to world leaders. I know they're going to grab one sentence out of a 90-minute speech and make me out to be a racist or a bad guy, but I didn't know they would do that with a phone call. You're not supposed to be listened to when you're president of the United States. So can you imagine if you held Obama to that standard? What did Obama say to the Muslim Brotherhood? What did Obama say to the mullahs of Iran? What did Obama say to the architect of Obamacare? Was it Jonathan Gruben or something like that? Jonathan Gruber, I think, was the architect of Obamacare. Well, they must have had conversations. There must be transcripts of them. How bad are we going to rip off the American people? They'll never know. Let's rip them off. Let's make $1 trillion for all our friends. Let's just grab $1 billion off the building of the Obamacare website. By the way, can we grab a little money off the back of the $150 billion we're giving to the mullahs of Iran? Come on, they got to give us a taste. They got to give back, cut back. At least, like, you know, 10%, $15 billion to the Clinton Foundation, and she'll distribute it to my Swiss bank account. Oh, I want to see those transcripts. Did he sell out the Jews of Israel? Absolutely. Obama sold out the Jews of Israel. I want to hear the transcripts. All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll get to our guest. Sponsor is AmpFest 19, the most entertaining political event of the year. For anyone who loves Trump, for anyone who wants to see Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Donald Trump Jr., Wayne Allen Root, that's me, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement. I especially like that Wayne Allen Root guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. And we want to talk about the biggest news stories at WesternJournal.com today. Always one of the busiest conservative websites in America and in the world. And we love having him on the show. Josh, you're on with War. How are you?
Thanks, Wayne. Doing great. How are you?
Did you happen to hear my intro about, if we can listen, if liberals were allowed to listen to transcripts of conversations between the president and world leaders, then I demand all the transcripts of Obama with the mullahs of Iran, and Obama with the Muslim Brotherhood, and Obama discussing the, you know, Obamacare, the ripoff of the American people with the architect of Obamacare. Can you imagine what's in the conversations of Obama thinking they're private and they'd never be leaked? Can you imagine what Obama must have said throwing American Israel under the bus?
Well, we got a snapshot of that when Obama turned to Medvedev years ago and said, hey, tell Vladimir I'm going to have more flexibility after the election.
Right.
Now, that's out in the open in public. Didn't think the mic was on, but definitely a public setting. Imagine what he said behind the desk in the Oval Office when he thought nobody was listening. And, hey, you know what, Wayne? Nobody was listening because Republicans didn't wiretap him.
Right, they were listening, but those conversations must be available. There's got to be transcripts of them.
Surely.
Well, so we got to be able to demand them, but our people are such wussies. I can't say the word on national TV what I think the average Republican is, but I can tell you that I hate with a passion Mitt Romney as much as I hate Barack Obama. I can't stand Mitt Romney. Oh, I hate that man. He's just like John McCain. He hates Trump so much that he doesn't care if he ruins the United States of America and the American economy, as long as he gets even with Trump. What a disgusting human being. Why aren't senators like Romney, Republican senators, saying, okay, I want to hear the transcripts of Trump, but I also want to hear Obama's transcripts. Let's release Obama's transcripts.
Wayne, I think they go into politics because they want to be loved. They have this need to have affirmation from people, and it galls them and kills them that the mainstream media, if they take a stand, the mainstream media won't support them, and the mainstream media attacks them. And so they're willing to do whatever it takes to keep the mainstream media from trashing them in public. But the joke's on them, as we've seen before. Remember, Mitt Romney right now is the best guy in the world, according to the media. But remember what he was when he was running for president? John McCain, gosh, you saw what the funeral was like. But guess what? When he was running, he was a racist. They think that they can ingratiate themselves with the establishment media, and they are wrong every single time. And what's pathetic about it is that they are selling out the people who voted for them. They are selling out their constituents so that they can feel good about themselves and have Brian Williams and whoever else, Rachel Maddow and all these other idiots, dote on them and talk about how wonderful they are and how they want to compromise and move across the aisle. Well, they don't want to compromise and move across the aisle. They just want to give the left what the left wants. They don't have spines.
Right. None. Zero. But it's more than not having spines. They're all in the deep state. And because, listen, it has to be deep state. It can't be just spineless. Some of them are spineless, but some are deep state. And I'll tell you why I say that, Josh Manning. Because it's unimaginable that a former Republican governor of Massachusetts, William Weld, discussed giving Trump the death penalty the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Now, clearly, he's bought off, paid off. He's part of the deep state. He's part of the D.C. swamp. Clearly, that he was doing the talking for what all the deep state was thinking. If this works out well, we could kill Trump legally and have the state execute him. I've never heard anything so absurd in my entire life about a phone call that someone thinks they know something about that they weren't even listening to. They heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend.
And I can't believe it came from a Republican. That's a stupid thing to say, isn't it, Wayne? I can't believe it came from a Republican. Of course it came from a Republican, because most of them are feckless now, too. But that is the level of derangement that's out there. And, they sat there that night watching Hillary lose. Hillary was a sure thing. Nate Silver was the one who gave Trump the best odds, is like 25%. They'd done all of this illegal stuff. They knew Hillary would win. They'd be covered. No investigations would ever take place, and history would remember them kindly. And then in the space of, 4 hours, they saw their lives ending. And Wayne, they've never recovered from it. The leftists, the Democrats, the deep staters, they've never recovered from it. And that's where you get people making these insane claims and accusations, and then this death penalty garbage coming up and this stuff. It is remarkable. But I think it all goes back to that night and your psyche is being just shattered by the fact that the American people said, hey, we're not going to take it anymore. We're sick of it. We want the swamp drain.
They're lashing out like little children. They're lashing out like my little puppy, Bubba. I mean, it's just the most incredible thing I've ever seen. The Democrats are like a puppy with a raw, you know, with a raw bone. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And every time they go for the bone, it turns out, you know, it's a plastic fake. It's not a real bone. They just don't get it. They keep making fools themselves. They keep this up. Trump will be at 60% in the polls. They're so stupid.
Yeah, it's the old joke where the guy's walking through the yard and he steps on a rake and it whacks him in the face. I mean, I swear, Trump every night walks around D.C. dropping rakes in different places for Democrats to step on. Because every time they try something like this, it blows up in their faces. I don't know if you've seen it. There's a new ad that just came out today talking about Biden's connections and his son's yes. connections with the Ukraine, and it even brings in China, too. The 60-second ad, devastating. When all of this started last week, I almost wrote a piece, and Wayne, I should have because I look like a genius now, but I almost wrote a piece saying, this is so not what the left needs to do. This is not what Democrats need to do. They are opening a world of hurt on themselves yeah. by doing this because Trump is clean and Biden absolutely is not. There is no way that he's clean. And now you're talking about opening up his phone calls and his transcripts, and you know who else is the head of the GOP is? We're seeing calls now for transcripts of his phone calls with Ukraine. And
But no one but me has mentioned Obama's. No, see, I just say what's on everyone's mind. Everybody knows Obama hated America, and everyone knows Obama hated Israel, and everyone knows in private calls he threw them under the bus. In public, he was a gentleman, and he acted moderate, and he laughed when people called him a socialist or a communist. He laughed when they called him a Muslim or a Muslim sympathizer. I'd like to see what his private phone calls, what they really revealed about Obama, and why am I not justified, being that we've just seen Trump become the most transparent president in history and release literally a transcript of a call between two world leaders. It's unheard of. Am I wrong, Josh? Has anyone before Trump ever released a transcript of a call between two world leaders? I don't believe so.
Not that I know of. It's not something I would know. But, you know, the glimpses, you talk about what Obama did in private. The glimpses of stuff he did in private to talk about having more flexibility after the election. What he did in private in church, listening to Jeremiah Wright. What he did in private in his memoirs, talking about communism and drugs and these things. I mean, everything we see from Obama in private was bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Right.
And the refusal of the public and the Democrats to actually talk about that, the press to look into it for 8 years, just remarkable.
Hey, Josh, give me a second. We're heading to a quick ad break, and we'll keep you on. We'll have you in segment coming up, segment number four. More with Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King.
To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Yes, it is raw and unfiltered. It's the only show I know of in the United States of America, radio or TV, with no notes, no teleprompter, no script, no assistance. There's nobody here with me in my studio. I do have trusty Chris O'Sullivan in my ear. I do have the great Andrew Paul, who books all my guests. But there's nobody here with me. For 3 hours, I just come up with my own routines and my own reactions and rants to whatever's in the news. And there's just nobody like that. Sean Hannity has like 50 little PAs, production assistants, running around like the hair's on fire, you know, handing him notes, telling him what to say and what question. And I'm not putting Sean down. Sean's great. Sean's my hero. Sean's wonderful. But Sean and Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage, they've all got 100 people working for them. Wayne Root is a one-man army. In the studio, there's nobody here with me, and there's no teleprompter, there's no notes, no nothing. It's very unusual. I don't think anyone does it on all the radio or TV. Real water is pretty unusual, too. I live and die with my real water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America, the only one. I drink it everywhere I go. Real Water supplies all the water for this radio show free. Thank you, Brent and Amy Jones, who are listeners of this show, who are the owners of Real Water, and who are big Trump supporters, my kind of people. I told Brent, the listeners to my radio show,
could make his Real Water sales soar. And I bet, Brent, we have a bet going, if I promoted his Real Water, that my listeners, you, would trust me and give it a try, and not just any try, that you would specifically go to Sprouts Markets and try Real Water and let the store know that War sent you. And Brent wants to see if the War Army can actually single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts. Over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts and get some Real Water and be sure to tell them War sent you. And by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts at a special discounted price. All right, we've got our guest, Josh Manning, back with us from WesternJournal.com, one of the busiest and most popular conservative websites in the country. Josh, welcome back.
Thank you, Wayne.
Hey, by the way, on November 13th, Cox Cable has picked up Newsmax TV and my show, so every night at 5 o'clock Pacific time, my show will be on. It's 6.2 million Cox Cable households, and they told me mainly all of Vegas, all of Nevada, all of Arizona, and San Diego. So I'm assuming that where you are out in Phoenix is mostly Cox Cable, correct?
You better believe it. That's right. And I'm going to get to put you on TV and brag to my daughter that I know that guy.
There you go. So you get my show every night. Are you the same time as us? When it's 5 here, is it 5 there? Or you guys in Arizona have a weird thing where it's an hour different, isn't it? Part of the year?
Yeah, we don't do daylight savings time. So, like, right now, it's almost 4 o'clock here.
Oh, that's the same time it is here. Same time here.
Okay. So when the time shifts,
that's when it changes.
Right,
yes, exactly. I always get confused about that, and I'm still confused. But that's okay. All right, so let's talk about some of the big news stories that we haven't gotten to yet. Democrats asked Ukraine to investigate Trump in 2018. So didn't they interfere?
That's the big question, and I don't know if you have read the letter, Wayne, but if you go over to the Western Journal, we have the letter. I don't actually know that we've got that up yet. We're working on it, though. We have got the letter, and it came from multiple Democrat senators, who I think Bob Mendez was one of them. Yeah, he was, and then Dick Durbin and Pat Leahy.
Three creeps.
They all wrote to Ukraine's prosecutor general. And, look, you know, all of the implication here, Wayne, has been that, oh, Trump was talking about aid and Trump was wanting to withhold money. When you read this letter that these three Democrats wrote, it is so clear that they're making the Ukrainians an offer they can't refuse. You know what I mean? And they say, look, we have heard that you might not be helping the way you could with the Mueller investigation. And we want to help you guys, so why don't you help us out, and, you know, we'll take care of you. This is hilarious, hilarious how transparent the entire thing is. So the question is, why are Bob Mendez, Dick Durbin, and Pat Leahy not being investigated right now? I have no idea.
And by the way, and what Biden did is a thousand times worse than either of those two. In other words, Biden said, I'm holding $2 billion, I think it was, and I'm leaving in 6 hours. My plane takes off. If you haven't fired the guy, I'm going to keep the money. Are you kidding me?
And then they fired the SOB, according to Biden. I mean, this is just, you know the deal, loose lips sink ships, right? And Biden can't stop talking. That's always been a problem of his. And there's so many, the internet never forgets, and he has said so many things that are now coming back to bite him. I see what you did there. I really do think this is the beginning of the end for him. What do you think, Wayne? You think this is going to ultimately take him down?
I never have believed he would be the nominee, so it's not a surprise to me that something would take him down. I felt, long before this, I felt his senility would take him down. It was very clear that he's becoming senile, or he's the early stages of Alzheimer's or senility. I'm not trying to be mean. If you do,
no.
You do. Is there anybody who hasn't seen that in a grandfather and said, oh my gosh, grandpa's got the early stages? I mean, this guy's got it. He's not there anymore, so I've never believed he'd be the nominee for three reasons. One, senility. Two, he just doesn't have it anymore. Three, all his dealings in Ukraine. And four, he's not a good speaker, not a good campaigner, and the left doesn't even like him. They don't want him to be their nominee. He's a white male. I never thought he'd get there.
Yeah, I agree. I was looking at a video of him today decrying impeachment back in the 90s, and he was just going off on it. And the Biden there, the Biden today is a faint shadow of the Biden that used to be. He is going downhill.
All right, without further ado, let's thank Josh Manning, senior editor at WesternJournal.com. Great website. And thank you for getting that letter together by the three liberal Democrat senators who are threatening Ukraine. I can't wait to see that. Send me a link and let me know when you got it, okay?
You got it, buddy. Thank you, Wayne.
All right, Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com. We shall return. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, Raw and Unfiltered.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Say.